A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3, the Bible says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and to virtue. Don't forget, verse 2 has said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Don't forget, we have said, grace, peace, and knowledge are very important for a man who will obtain any promise from God. God has given you great promises, exceeding great and precious promises. But for us to obtain these promises, we need grace to be multiplied. We need the peace of God, the shalom of God. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Our mind is not divided. Our peace is not interrupted. There are great things that God has in stock for you. But how do we possess them? How do you obtain those things that God has prepared for us? We have seen how important it is for us to understand that God who has given us these promises is a good God and is a God of promise and fulfillment, and that you are a child of promise, that the promises of God will never fail. But what key or keys do I need to obtain these promises of God? Number one, you need the key of obedience. Obedience. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, the scripture says, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I commanded thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. God promised the children of Israel a land flowing with milk and honey. He made great promises unto them. And the Bible says a major key to obtain these promises is the key of obedience. To get into the land that God has given to them, obedience is required. The provisions of God are conditional upon obedience to principles that are connected. Every promise of God is conditional. Every provision that God has given to us is conditional upon obedience to principles. Principles that are connected to that promise, to that provision. God is a God of principle. In Deuteronomy chapter number 28, you will see also how the blessings of God, the promises of God, are made conditional upon certain things. The word of God in verses 1 and 2 says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt diligently hearken, or hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And so these promises, these blessings are premised upon obedience. If you obey, then you enjoy these promises. And don't forget what the word of God says in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 1 and in verse number 19. The Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And so obedience is a major key if you want to obtain the promises of God. Everything that God has promised you, you can obtain it by obedience. All of us, a parent, we have children, and we are excited and happy when our children are obedient to our instructions and directives. We do whatever they want, what they desire, we do it for them. Every obedient child gets the favor, the blessings of his father. And ditto for the Lord our God. You cannot live in disobedience. You cannot be breaking the principles of God and expect the promises of God to find expression or fulfillment in your life. You can't be breaking principles and be claiming promises. Obedience is required. If you want to inherit or enjoy the blessings of God, obey him. You can only avenge all disobedience when your own obedience is complete. Obedience is key. If you must enter into the land that God has promised you, you need to live a life of obedience. Be obedient, dear listener. Obedience is key, a major key to obtain the promises of God. Don't ever forget, the provisions of God are conditional upon obedience to the principles connected to such provisions. So the key number one to obtain is the key of obedience. Key number two is the key of faith. You can obtain by faith. In Luke chapter 1 verse 45, the Bible says, "Blessed is she that believe, there shall be a performance of those things that were told her from the Lord." There will only be performance if you have faith. Faith is essential to connect to those things that God has promised you. Faith. Without faith, don't forget, it is impossible to please God. You can only obtain those beautiful things, those great and precious promises that God has made available unto you. You can possess or take delivery of them by faith. Faith is your confidence in the testimony of scriptures, in the testimony of God. Faith is your ability to believe, to trust, and to depend fully, totally on the promises of God and see them come to fulfillment in your life and in your destiny. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 14, the Bible says that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So the blessings of Abraham, the blessings of the promise of the Spirit are received through faith. Faith is major if you want to obtain the promises of God. Faith is key. And in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 33, the Bible says the men of old, they obtained promises by faith. You can only obtain by faith. Don't forget, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith is essential if you must receive those things that God has promised you. You need the key of obedience. You need the key of faith. Number three, the key of grace and favor. Grace and favor, the favor of God. In Psalm 102 verse 13, the Bible says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Favor is essential if you must obtain the promises of God for your life, the mercy and the favor of God, the merited favor of God, the mark of God upon a man's life. Favor. In Psalm 44 verse 3, the Bible says, "For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own hand save them, but thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them." The children of Israel got the land they possessed. They obtained the promised land because of the favor of God. Everything they got was not because of their sword, was not because they were strong. It was because of the light of God's countenance. It was because of the right hand of God. It was because God favored them. Dear listener, may you enjoy the favor of God in every aspect of your life. A man that has not, or that is not enjoying the favor of God, will continue to labor, to languish under heavy labor. And after languishing for a time, he gets frustrated and disappointed. And so you need the favor of God. I need the favor of God. We need the favor of God. So the favor of God delivers the land to us, not by our ability, not by your strength, not by your might, not by your power. And so the key of obedience, if you want to obtain the promises of God, you must be obedient. You must have faith in God, faith in the ability of God, and faith to take delivery of those things that God has promised you. You need to also tap into the current of God's grace and favor over your life. Favor is what you find that other things find you. May the favor of God accompany you this week. As you find the favor of God, may good things begin to locate and to find you in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning in prayer and say, "Father, I receive the grace to walk with you in obedience, the grace to live in a life of obedience, that I may enjoy the good of the land." Shall we pray in Jesus' precious name? I'd like you to pray this morning and say, "Father, strengthen my faith to take delivery of my promise. I ask, O God, that you will strengthen my faith to take delivery of my promise in the name of Jesus. Let my faith in you be strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, surround my life and destiny with your grace and your favor. Let your grace and favor deliver my desires to me in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray that you will surround my life and my destiny with your grace and with your favor. Let your grace, let your favor deliver my desires to me. You gave the children of Israel the land by your favor, by the light of your countenance. Let the light of your countenance be upon me. Let your favor be upon me. Let my life not lack your favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and declare boldly, make these declarative prayers. This day and always, I walk in obedience. I am guided by the Spirit of the Lord. I walk in obedience. I do not live in disobedience. I obey the dictates of the scriptures. I obey the voice of the Spirit of God. I hearken to the voice of my teachers, the instruction of my teachers. I walk by faith and not by sight. My faith in God is strong. I declare by faith, let ways and doors be open for me, and doors are opened. I am graced. I am favored. I am surrounded by the favor of God. The light of God's countenance is shining on me. Everybody goes out of their way to favor me. Men favor me. Women favor me. Organizations favor me. My destiny is favored. My proposal is favored. My script is favored. My submitted bid is favored. I am highly favored, and I come to testify in Jesus' precious name. It shall be as you have declared in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord will attend to you today and always in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at noon for our Moriah prayers, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. Join us to pray. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. You may wish to get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Follow me on social media. My handles on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook is at Yemi Graceman, and on Twitter at Reverend Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.